So the third and final principle that undergirds all that we have within the Come and See Christianity Discipleship Ministry is this. Number one, it is to define reality. Number two is to describe restoration. And number three is to develop reproducers, to develop reproducers. Biblically, we would know this as the Great Commission. That if defining reality is going to establish God's truths, and to describe restoration is to apply God's love, when we develop reproducers, that's going to be the essence of embracing and entangling our lives in the reality of spiritual warfare. You may not have seen that one coming, but to develop reproducers is to actually faithfully obey that which the Lord has laid out for all of His followers, for the full family of God. We are to be reproducers of disciples. Now, that becomes hand-to-hand spiritual combat because there is a very real enemy of the souls of human beings. The Bible is clear that Satan and his minions are at war with God and his followers. So if we're going to define reality and then describe restoration, knowing that we must go all the way through to the point of developing reproducers, that's going to require us to embrace the call to go into spiritual warfare. To not just accept the reality that it is around us, to not just accept the reality that we're in it, but to take the proactive responsibility of those who have been redeemed and commanded to go make disciples of all nations. In part, teaching them to obey everything that Christ commanded. This is the essence of what we know as the Great Commission. So, when we look at the three overarching principles, know that we will always define reality, whether it's politically correct or not, whether the overruling church culture accepts it or not. We will define reality per God and His Word. Two, we will, as best we can, describe restoration for every situation and every circumstance per God's Word. And we will, without apology, embrace and employ the principled call and command for every Christian to develop reproducers to the glory of God. Amen and amen.